The sun's going to get in my eyes.
No, just look at me.
Oh, okay.
All right, we have a lot of sun activity. One son got a text message today, yesterday from mom. She replied back, okay. Then says she completely forgot that she never even texted me to begin with on Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm entry-level refuse collector Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Kind of smoky here in Kansas. Yeah, my voice sounds like it.
We're looking at the sunset, and then we're going to have an eclipse on Monday.
Yeah.
Which I haven't decided if I want to put up with traveling with you guys to do that or not. But you plan to go to Arkansas to look at the eclipse. There's like a certain pathway.
You have to go chase the eclipse.
Chase?
Yeah, so for the clouds, so it's not cloudy, so you can see it.
Yeah. Well, what did I tell you to watch on TV?
Is it 911?
It's called 911.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with that show.
I think that there was a show on this show was on Fox, actually, and it moved to ABC this season, for season 7. Uh-huh. I think there was a show called Rescue 911.
Well, there probably was.
Where it was dramatizations of 911 rescues.
Yeah.
So this was our first time watching, and do you want to tell us a little bit about what happened on the show, 911?
Well, it started out, it kind of jumps between different stories, but it started out, and they were at the Bachelorette Mansion, or the Bachelor Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, what did she use on him?
Glue?
She took the limousine, knocked out the girl that was supposed to be in the limousine.
I can't remember if it's chloroform or chlorophyll.
I think it's chloroform.
Okay.
Anyway, so this girl's like passed out in the back. She comes driving up to in front of the Bachelor Mansion really fast. And then she comes out and she's all over the place shaking and stuff. And then she has this bottle of glue and she glues herself to the cement in front of the Bachelor.
Which is really quite the way to impress a guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't quite understand that. One could glue themselves in the street to stop traffic in protest.
Well, I thought she was going to glue herself to him.
That would work.
Yeah.
Or the front door. She glued herself to the ground in a way that you could easily walk around and ignore.
But, so what do they do?
Well, Jesse Palmer, host of The Bachelor, calls 911, right?
Yeah.
And as per normal, when you call 911, the dispatcher is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And so she sends her buddies out there because they like The Bachelor.
Everybody's gossiping, who's The Bachelor? Oh, it's this guy Joey. I'm guessing he's the actual Bachelor.
He is. He was the Bachelor this time.
You could tell from the acting, the girls going up there. When I saw him, it was magic. It was amazing. I'm the flight attendant gal, all this stuff, right there. Now, the reason why I wanted you to watch this episode, the girl who glued herself to the concrete, she's one of your listeners.
Really?
Her name's Sarah Fletcher, and she's in commercials on occasion. I saw her in a Chewy commercial. There's some other stuff too. So.
Well, I think she did pretty good, really. You did pretty good, but I mean, you acted kind of all sincere and stuff about it. I mean, it was like, and he was nice when he came down there. And what's the town she said she was from?
And there's
Le Goyen or something.
There's certain towns that have an effect on TV, like Stokane or something.
Yeah.
It's like there's always like a town that's like, oh, well, you say that town and you know you're not talking about a big city.
Right.
Scranton or something,
yeah,
right?
She said, so I know somebody from that town. She goes, you do? I mean, he was real sweet. And he wiped a tear from her
so
eye.
So the 911, the firefighters showed up and I guess they jackhammered it out of there. But it's silly because the girl's like, if we don't get to hang out with the Bachelor tonight, I guess we'll have to settle for a firefighter.
She know the firefighters preferred guys.
It was
guys.
So unrealistic. First of all, Jesse's not going to be the one that calls the 911, right? It's going to be one of the producers on the show.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So also, the girls are going to be in the house. They're not going to be around this situation.
Well, they could have ran out there when all chaos breaks loose.
They're going to have PAs and everybody ushering them into the house. They're not going to be around there talking to the firefighters.
Probably not.
That's not going to be the case. So that is one incident. Now, this is a show where, and I hadn't seen it before, you haven't seen it before, they have a few different incidents. There was a guy
all
who
kinds of stuff
there
going
was a
on.
Guy who was found in a drain.
Yeah.
He got hit by a car and rolled in a drainage ditch.
This guy was doing dishes in a restaurant, and he heard somebody, the voice coming from the drain of the big, you know, those big deep sinks they use in restaurants to do dishes.
And one I thought was interesting was the old lady shot an intruder.
I know, her son. She didn't recognize him.
She got face blindness because she fell in the garden.
Hey, I can get that.
She had just fell in the garden and got face blindness.
I could do that.
This is how I want to die.
No.
Yes, I want you. Oh, hey, there's a guy came in here. He's real scary looking. I shot him good.
You don't look scary.
She had to be an old person for this to work because only old people put pictures up. People don't print pictures anymore, right?
Well, yeah, I have pictures.
So she gave a really good performance, I thought, the old lady.
She did.
And Angela Bassett's like, I got to tell you something. The intruder was your son, you know, and I had to tell her, you know, a few days later in the hospital, I'm guessing. But it looks like on this show, everybody knows each other. I don't think the dispatchers usually hang out with the firefighters and the paramedics and all this, but it looks like everybody's a brother and a sister and dating and all this other stuff. So it looks more like, you know, any one of those, what do they call it, Shonderland sort of shows where it's more about the relationship than the ordeal. Because we never caught up with Bailey, the girl who glued herself at The Bachelor.
No, they just drove her off in the, they dug up all the cement.
They chiseled
her
out and they took her off. Right. And then for most of the episode, there was a firefighter who was really jealous that other firefighters are hanging out with another firefighter.
The whole time I figured, okay, these guys are gay.
They laid it on really thick.
Which is sad because guys can't be friends and then you start thinking they're gay.
Did you notice basketball game?
What song are they playing?
Okay, so I told you to watch the show and you
did. I know, but things were going on in the house.
During the basketball game, no stuff was not going on in the house.
Yes, there was.
During the basketball game, they're playing. Kenny Loggins playing with the boys from Top Gun, and they try to make it like the volleyball thing in Top Gun, but they're playing basketball.
Okay. So how did the guy get hurt? I missed that part.
Oh, this guy shoved him. He was jealous, and he shoved him because he was talking to the firefighter he liked. And the firefighter he liked, by the way, they had a kiss at the end. Everybody's like, you know, back in the 90s, they'd be like, oh, wait, yeah, then they're going to kiss. We're going to get high ratings. Everybody's going to talk about it at the water
cooler. It wasn't a very good kiss.
It should have been more of a kiss. Nobody really,
guys,
everybody
come on,
sees it coming now. But so the firefighter that he kisses, I didn't know this, but I was looking it up, who's on the show even. He's got a famous dad.
Which one?
The firefighter with the helicopter
crush.
Stuff.
Oh,
his name was Tommy.
Okay,
the bigger guy.
Yeah.
His name's Lou Ferrigno Jr.
Really? Well, he's handsome.
Do you know
guy.
Who Lou Ferrigno is?
Uh-huh, I do.
Okay. Pretend you know who he is.
I do. He's a big, like, muscle guy, and he played in, what did he play in? James Bond, maybe? No. What shows did he play in?
Well, he had a weird skin color.
Oh, yeah, great. He was the Hulk.
There you go.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. See, sometimes you can figure things out. So what did you think of 911?
I'm not a fan. I'm sorry.
I watched it for Sarah, and so
well,
did
Sarah,
you.
Well, Sarah, you did a good job.
Yeah.
Sarah, they need to follow up with Sarah next show, though.
All right. So why
she
do
needs
we
to be
say,
a regular.
Well, how is she going to keep being a regular if she's the one causing
well, once
the incidents?
They take care
eventually
of her.
You get arrested and can't keep doing this.
Well, she's not going to get in big trouble.
Why don't you say we get into the news?
Okay.
Do you have any news for us this week?
Let's see. The solar eclipse is going to happen Monday. That's exciting. I got to see the last one. That was the first one I'd ever seen, and it was really neat. We were in this little town, and it got completely dark, and it looked so awesome. And the roosters, there was roosters, and they crowed when the sun came back up. It was really cool.
Well, in other news, Conan O'Brien is going to be on The Tonight Show. First time in 14 years.
Oh, good.
You know, I haven't watched The Tonight Show in the longest time. It's been a real long time since I think anybody's really sat down to watch any of this stuff. I feel like the lockdowns kind of exposed these people. Because once they had to do the show by themselves from their kitchen, you kind of saw the lack of actual skills in some of these programs.
You could do it.
Oh, I could do it way better.
But you know, I haven't watched it very
Jimmy
much.
Jimmy Fallon every without writers is a train wreck.
Every once in a while, we watch Jimmy Fallon. Okay, last time I watched him, I cannot believe this. I think he thinks he's a library. He's having like, you know, March Madness, what do they call it when they have a category?
Bracket.
They have brackets for books, and they're picking the book they're going to all read together. I'm thinking, okay, this is late night comedy? I don't get it. And I'm a librarian, so come on, retired librarian. I thought that was a little odd.
Well, Paramount Plus' future is in doubt.
Hmm.
Now, it looks like Paramount Plus or Paramount Global is going to be purchased. You are not running to go get your phone. I hear it ringing. You can't hear it. You're sitting right there, and you're going to learn to silence your phone when you have to do a podcast.
Yes,
you understand
sir. Aye, son.
Skydance is
I
looking.
I might get face blindness. You better watch out.
Skydance is looking to buy Paramount. Skydance makes the Star Trek shows and the Star Trek movies. They make a few things.
Okay.
Basically, it's a super rich guy's kids get to play movie producer is what they do, okay? And people are kind of like, what's this mean for Star Trek? Well, I think it's a company that likes the concept of Star Trek. It's probably a good thing for Star Trek. Whereas a company looking to cut losses would be like, hey, Star Trek's super expensive. Maybe it doesn't make enough money to justify. I think this is probably actually good news in the case of Star Trek. Now, other things, I don't know. I think Paramount Plus is a remarkable value among the streaming services.
I
got you
like
a year
that.
For about $80.
Right.
To get the similar stuff over at Netflix, where you have the 4K, where you have the high dynamic range, is $25 a month. No breaks. You don't get
like
grandfathered in a good price, nothing. So I think Paramount Plus, people probably should check it out. Now look, none of these services have that amazing of original content, but at least for Paramount Plus, you got access to a whole bunch of things that are on Showtime. You got access to a big heap of the Paramount library.
That'd be good.
Like some Indiana Joneses, Beverly Hills Cop, things of that nature, right? So, yeah, that is some streaming news for you right there. Sage Steele is in hot water.
She is a
tall, half-black, half-white gal that was at ESPN and got exited because of her Christian values or something like this. She started
That's
a podcast.
Weird. Okay.
She's interviewing Dana White. You know who Dana White is?
No.
It's a guy. He runs the UFC. You know what UFC stands for?
Fighting something.
So she's talking to him. They've talked for like an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes, "What's Joe Rogan's dream?" She has a thing. Everybody puts on socks and then she ends talking about their dream. And he goes, "What's Joe Rogan's dream?" Well, probably to keep doing what he's doing. And she's like, "Okay, Joe, whatever." And during the time, it seems like maybe she's calling him Joe. She thought she was interviewing Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's
who
funny.
Looks very similar to Dana White, but he's like the commentary announcer guy, interviewer for the UFC, not the owner of UFC.
Oh my gosh.
So the whole time she looks like she thinks she's interviewing Joe Rogan. Now here's the thing. This interview was conducted at Howie Mandel's podcast studio warehouse. About a month ago, Howie Mandel is interviewing Dana White, and Dana White, at the very start, Howie Mandel's like, "So you're amazing, what you've done with UFC, all this," and right away he's like, "I'm done with these effing podcasts, I'm out of here," and he leaves. It's quite possible he just got done being confused for Joe Rogan for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Immediately has to do another podcast. I was like, "That's it, I've had enough." So the news about him walking away from Howie Mandel came out like a month ago. It came out first.
Right.
But now we're learning why he was probably sick of podcasts.
No doubt. We should see this sunset. It's awesome.
I think it would be great if we had like somebody, like Robert Downey Jr. was a guest on the show.
Our show?
And you kept calling him Mel Gibson.
And, you know, I could do that. I'm getting horrible with names, my old age.
It looks like there's some Marvel movie casting news. I hate movie casting news. It's just another thing to react to. But they've got a new Silver Surfer, and it's a girl.
I know. I saw that.
Everybody's mad about
and
that.
And a new Joker movie, and guess who's in it?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've known that for like 2 years. They've been
milking
that one. I'm assuming that comes out at some point, but I really don't know when, to be honest with you. It seems like that should come out at some point. You know, your Death and Other Details got canceled after one season. There's a girl with blonde hair, and she has to solve mysteries, and I guess everybody's rich. It's on Hulu?
Yeah, we didn't finish watching that.
How much did you watch?
Oh, I don't know. There was a murder.
There was a murder.
I think I'm not sure how many sequels we watched, or what's it called?
Episodes, yes. How many sequels?
Gosh.
Yeah. I don't know how many sequels we watched. That was a movie, and they already made like 10 movies when they had the first movie. They just made them one after another. Back in my day, you had to wait 2 years for the sequel, but we just wait next week, and then we had another sequel there. Yeah, I get shot in the face, or yeah. Shot in the back of the head, right, as an intruder.
Yep.
Which is great because I had to tell you how to even use Hulu today, right?
I know.
Well, you text message me and I'm like, it's an NBC. And it's like, okay.
You look like you have a hickey.
Well, I don't.
Oh, you sure?
And then I go up there and you're like, oh yeah, I didn't watch it because you didn't tell me anything. I'm like, you hit okay. Meaning you saw the text message, you hit okay. And then I had to show you how to use Hulu, which I know you know how to use or something in some capacity, but you always act like you don't.
I forget.
And you wanted to buy a gun.
In this house are different.
Didn't you say something about buying a gun for some road trip?
Yeah.
So you can do like some Thelma and Louise thing, but
we're
with an RV maybe?
We're old and we need protection.
Protection from bears.
Crazy people.
The bears get the spray, right?
Yep.
Well, is there anything else you have in the way of news?
Can't think of anything else. Like I said, Wichita, Kansas is covered in smoke. This time of year they burn the tall grass prairie, which is a beautiful part of the Kansas, but we get smoke really bad here. I mean, it looks like there's a fire right at down the street. It's so bad.
All right. Well, how about we go ahead and play a game?
Okay.
And this is a game called
Okie Dokie.
You know the rules? They're very simple. I tell you a name, you tell me if they're dead or alive.
Right.
These are basketball coaches because, hey, we've got the NCAA tournament, and then right around the corner, we got NBA basketball.
About basketball.
Yeah. Basketball is a popular thing in our area, isn't it?
Yes.
Phil Jackson. You know who Phil Jackson is?
Yes.
Okay, what did he coach?
He was the Bulls coach.
Is Phil Jackson dead or alive?
Is he the Bulls coach? Am I right?
I didn't say you're wrong.
Cool. He's alive.
Phil Jackson is...
Yay!
Not dead yet.
One right for Mom.
Bobby Knight. This is the guy who throws the chair and he wears the red sweaters.
He passed away recently, I think.
Bobby Knight is...
Got that temper.
Yeah,
hard on
he's
your
got
heart.
The temper. You're right. Pat Summitt. Are you familiar with Pat Summitt?
No.
Pat Summitt, women's coach.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, all right. You don't think so?
You know, my dad used to be a referee.
Right, is Pat Summitt dead or alive?
Pat Summitt, I'm guessing, is alive.
Pat Summitt is?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think it was cancer.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Red Auerbach.
I recognize that name.
Dead or alive?
Dead.
Okay. You got to lift the body up and then drop it again for that sound effect, don't you?
You're just waiting for it.
All right, the last one. Gino Auriemma.
I don't recognize that name.
You don't recognize that name?
No.
Women's basketball coach. The Huskies, they might be called Lady Huskies, or maybe they're not called that anymore.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm saying he's alive.
Gino is...
Yay!
Alive. And he has the record for the most NCAA tournament wins.
Awesome.
11.
So who does he coach?
UConn.
Okay. They're not in it anymore, though.
No, but they actually had a unique thing going where they were a top men's and women's team. But they're not in the tournament at this point. Actually, maybe they are. I haven't been paying that much attention, but I think they could be in the thing still, possibly lined up to play Iowa soon. Something along those lines. So you go ahead and get your quote ready for me, and I'll look that up.
Oh, I was going to tell you, tonight's the opening night for our win surge. What is it, AAA?
Football, it's some kind of
baseball team here.
It's not football, that's for sure.
It's baseball, and they're opening tonight and all the smoke. But they are, I guess they have this thing called the...
By the way, Iowa plays UConn, and that is actually tonight in an hour.
Like sugar buns or something like that.
But I don't think we get to watch that. It's on ESPN. But yeah, so they are in the tournament still. They're ranked three, three seed.
Very good.
I like the naming of the minor league teams. That's what intrigues me. Like, sometimes they have an alter ego, the Turbo Tubs.
Yeah, they really do
and
a lot of different
there's
stuff.
There's like, the previous iteration of this team when they were in Louisiana, they were like called the Baby Cakes.
Oh, it's called the Baby Cakes. You know why? Because they have beans, like red beans and rice for that in the South. And then they have cinnamon roll on top. So, because in school, we used to have beans for lunch and cinnamon rolls. I don't know why, but that was one of the meals we had in Oklahoma.
Okay, so why the name Baby Cakes?
So that's what's on their shirt. They call them Baby Cakes. And I guess that night at the game, they sell beans and cinnamon rolls.
I thought a baby cake was like a Mardi Gras tradition cake with it had
no,
like
that's
a baby
called
figure.
A king cake.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so they're baby cakes.
There's a baby in it. Baby cakes because they have nice dishes.
They have funny names.
Can I say tush?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want the trouble bleeping it out. They have funny names in minor league baseball. We need to go see minor league baseball, but we now is a bad time to do it. We've got a haze outside.
Right. Well, we should go, though.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
It's
a day. What's this quote thing you got here?
Oh, I got a good one for you today. Oh, goodness.
Do you know how iPads work?
I do. It timed out on me. Okay. Let's see if I can read today. You know, it wasn't even that I'm a funny guy. I just love stand-up comedy, and I wanted to do it. It was one of the few things in my life that I knew I was going to be able to do, and I also felt as though I'd be able to do it the way I wanted to do it.
What did I say about maybe taking these quotes from somebody's stand-up act instead of a random interview with TMZ or Entertainment Weekly or something like that?
Okay.
Okay, so is this a guy?
I said it's a guy.
Oh, did you?
And
well, he said he was a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
Okay, that's what he said in the quote.
Yeah.
Is that right? And it could be anybody.
Well, okay.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No, okay, wait a minute. He's bald.
He's bald? Bill Burr?
Yes.
Okay, you need to figure out some other bald comedians. There are some other bald ones.
Is there?
Well, Dave Chappelle's currently bald.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Louis C.K. would largely be described as bald if he robbed a bank. Somebody would say bald, okay? But yeah, these are possibilities. Now, if the next quote is from somebody's interview, there's going to be problems on the show.
Okay.
Things will get thrown.
I'm going to throw. Are you going to get face blindness?
I'm going to throw baby cake at you, and then you can blast me with a shotgun.
Okay.
That I got you for home defense of your RV.
The sunset is really pretty tonight. Bye-bye now.